Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
So my kid is stranded in Boston at the airport, and so we're trying to figure... This sounds so crazy, because I told you off the air. What I'm saying...
Does it sound crazy?
This is not what normal people say to other people off the air.
Look, all right, Carson and Spadil did not hear the conversation because they're in the studio here next door. Yeah. Listen to what Jamie's going to explain, and you tell me if this is weird, because I don't find it that weird. I just, I find it staggering that it's that much money.
Because I just read a study that people don't care about your vacations.
Because you didn't have any idea. I mean, if you're going to go on vacation, let's say if I'm going to go to the Bahamas, for an example, okay? I know it's going to cost me probably, me, wife, small child, probably about $7,000-$8,000. Maybe cheaper, maybe $4,000-$5,000, okay, if I play it right. Mm-hmm. But that's a typical vacation for most people.
Yeah.
So my son loves Formula One racing. Right. Loves Formula One, okay? And so I've had to sit there, like most of you moms or dads, and watch him go, meow, 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 meow.
Right.
It's so crazy. It's like, that's all they do is just go by really fast.
I don't get it. It's not my sport.
No, but he knows like the Penske or whatever, the Penske, Mercedes, all these people. He knows all the teams, all that crap. And that one hot guy that used to date, you know, what's her name? Anyway, and so he's like, hey, why don't we go, because this sounds crazy. Why don't we go to Monaco in May and watch Formula One racing on a boat?
What?
Yeah. You heard it right. See, that wasn't the reaction that I was looking for. I was thinking more like, okay, so that sounds very normal. No. But you didn't do that. You're like, what?
No.
What?
See, that's what I mean. I told him off the air. I
was... All right, so look, it's a pipe dream. It's a 13-year-old kid, bored out of his mind, sitting at an airport in Boston where it's snowing like crazy. Right. All right, some weird crap will go through your head. I did the same thing when I was his age.
Yeah, okay.
Not about vacations, but just dreaming. Just dreaming. Like, right. I'd love to do this. Because when you're 13, money is no object.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. True. You don't know. Okay. Right. So that's why he's bringing it up. And being a good mom that Jamie is, she plays along with it.
And so I said, why don't you look that up? And so, you know, because right now Below Deck on Bravo is really popular. Renting yachts is like this new thing because of the TV show.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
Everybody
I can't
would.
Afford it, but I'd love to do it.
Everybody would. So, so I said, why don't you look that up? How much is it to be in Monaco. Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
During the race.
Yeah. And sit on top of a boat.
Let these guys guess.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, okay.
All right, so they looked it up online because, again, he's 13, sitting at an airport in Boston, Massachusetts, where it's snowing and the delays are all over the board.
Yeah.
So he has no idea when he's going to get out of there. But he looked it up. What do you think the price is to be on a yacht to watch the Formula One F1 series in Monaco?
Oh, my gosh.
For 5 days.
For
5 days, yeah, and you're on the yacht the entire time?
Yep.
Ooh, I'm going at least minimum $10,000.
Okay, good guess. Good guess. TV. Don't, because you're gonna
I'm sorry.
You're
I'm
still has to last
okay,
guess.
Yeah. Right,
$10,000 at least. And Carson, you're all over it, pal. All right, so Spadil, what do you think?
I'm going to say like $25,000.
It's higher, isn't it?
I love you too. You can tell.
Higher,
you can tell.
It?
You guys, you don't leave your county, do you?
No.
You don't leave your area code.
Okay.
All right.
So the mosaic is a 50, is it millimeter? Not millimeter. How many? Meter. It's a 50-meter boat. It was built in 2002.
Okay.
And it is $160,000 for 5 days.
50
what?
Meters?
Yeah.
50 meters is a 150-foot yacht.
Right.
150 feet.
Okay. Or we could get Salt. Salt is a yacht. It's 32 meters.
Okay.
And it was built in 2019, and it's $112,000 a week.
Smaller boat, but it's $112,000 to watch the races.
And you still have to tip them.
And again, it's just like what Jamie said. It's
you see them for a second. That's it.
That's it.
You don't even see them. You just
hear
it.
That's true.
You just hear it.
Yeah.
I went to the Kentucky Derby once, and I couldn't afford to, you know, to sit in the grandstand because those tickets are like $5,000-$6,000 just to get up there. So I had to do the infield, which is, if you've ever been there, it's massive. You can't even see from one end to the other. It's so massive. It's a, you know, a good a mile, 2 miles, whatever. I never saw a horse. All you heard was as he would run around the track. But I'm on the infield. I never saw a horse
because
that day.
There's people surrounding you?
But yeah, there's so many people, and you're so far. I mean, I didn't realize it's such a big field. You
right.
Know? Yeah. And so you're there, but that's all you hear.
You're watching it on the big screen.
Same thing with the Formula One.
Well,
and not only that, with the Formula Ones, they put up those concrete barriers to keep the crowd safe, right, in case one, you know, kind of just goes haywire. They put those up. So that, and the cars are so low to the ground, it blocks the cars.
Yeah,
you can't really see them because they run a Grand Prix in St. Petersburg, Florida. So when I lived in Florida, I went to it a couple of times, and you don't even see them. They literally go around the track, and all you do is hear them.
And so then he goes, all right, well, how about, like I said, we can't afford it. And he goes, all right, so what about this? So it sleeps eight. What if we find, like, six more people to split the price?
That sounds like me and my friends renting an Airbnb in Vail.
I know, right?
Here's how desperate little Ralphie ended up, okay? Remember, he's at an airport. He's at an airport. In Boston, it's snowing. He doesn't know what he's going to get out of
there. He's so bored.
His final text to mom is, he found a tugboat.
Yes, he did.
He found a liveaboard tugboat that's going to be out there in case somebody's yacht breaks down. They're out there for that reason. Well, you can actually rent a couple of spaces on the tugboat.
Yeah.
And it's because they're going to be in the water too, right?
Right. And it's only $19,000 a week.
There you go. You can do the tugboat at $19,000.
Hey, coming from $100,000+, that's a steal.
And he's like, do you know anybody, mom, that can go on board with us? And, you know, I'm like, do you know how much that costs? I'm like, I can't scrounge up, you know, like people that have $20,000 for a week.
Right.
Like, should I put it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's tough. That's like, a tough one.
Hey, do you have $20,000 extra for a week to watch a race car? I mean, the whole thing is dumb.
I don't think I have one friend I could call up for $25,000 to go anywhere. Not one.
No, I
have not one. And if I did have one, soon as I made that call, I wouldn't have that first person's phone number again because they would change their number and they would never want to hear from me again. It's like, what are you doing? You're calling me for $25,000 to go with you?
By the way, I just realized I'm never talking to you off the air again.
Why? That's a great story.
Because when I say it on the air, it sounds so crazy.
No,
you know?
It does. Go back. It's a 13-year-old kid sitting in the airport.
I know, but the
trying to come up with a, you know, a fantasy vacation. It goes nowhere, but it's a great conversation.
Well, then I said, hey, you realize that, because he goes, hey, it comes with Sea-Doos, mom, and paddle boards. I go, you realize that we could get 8 Sea-Doos and keep them forever. And he's like, what are we going to do? Take them to Chatfield? Oh, my God.
I like how you're in his conversation. Keep going.
I know.
Most parents shut this down
right away.
As soon as you hear $150,000. It doesn't even come up again.
Right.
You guys are now into Sea-Doos. We can do this. What about a tugboat? You guys keep it going.
Well, that's because he's a negotiator.
A guy like me looks at my kid and says, what the hell are you smoking?
Well, I did. If you look at the text, I do say that, but he keeps going because he's like a negotiator. He's crazy. Ay, ay, ay.
He's just slowly breaking you down.
I
wonder where he gets that from, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.